Hello, hello. I hope that you guys are all here catching this podcast at an awesome place and an awesome time. Hope your ears are ready to listen. I'm your host, Cassandra Lee, and we have JDC, who is going to be talking about good things come to those who wait on ... Very pondering. The title of this whole entire show is Compass Your Life. Let's get ready to listen to him, and we're going to have a few announcements before we get started. Are we ready? Announcements. First off, we have JDC, who created two wristbands. One that says Compass Your Life, and the other says that be content, but never complacent. We also have him doing his first public speaking this Sunday, and he has his website up. Get ready for all those things coming to you soon. This is Compass Your Life. Good things come to those who wait on. Here is JDC.
Good morning. Hi, Cassandra. How are you today?
I am outstanding. How are you?
I'm really, really excited. Got great things coming up and all of that. But I'm really excited about today's topic. And the reason for that, I remember growing up, right? My mom used to tell me, you know, good things come to those who wait, you know, take your time and all of that. I think they were trying to teach me patience, take my time, you know, all of those great things, which is awesome. But I later on in my life, later on, I started to understand what that wait means, you know, and that good things comes to those who wait. Because making decisions with haste never gives you good results, hardly ever, right? And rushing into things also doesn't happen. But we tend to believe that, oh my God, I got no time. I better get it now. It's the last one. It's the only opportunity, yada, yada, right? Because we've been conditioned to microwave and to move fast and to all of that. And yes, there are great benefits to that. We can talk about that another time. The focus today, though, is that when we wait, it begs for a question. Who are we waiting on? I'm not waiting for a paper. I'm not waiting for a TV. I'm not waiting for a good car, for a good job. I'm not waiting for that. We got it wrong. What we're waiting on is, what is the possibility and who provides those possibilities? That's what we're waiting on. And so I learned that I needed to wait upon the Lord. And so when I started to practice that, and to apply that, good things started to happen in my life. You know, life became so good. And stress left me. And the scarcity mentality disappeared. And the rush of, man, I better get it now because I'm going to be left out, disappeared. And all of that got replaced with peace, joy, expectation, trust, faith. It just changed my life completely. So I want to talk about that. Because I'm sure that I'm not the only one who was going through that. And I tell you that if you changed your approach and you began to wait upon the Lord, continue, because there's a promise in that. It is written. It's covenantly written in the Word of God. So I want to share about that today.
Awesome. Well, I have a question, if you don't mind me asking right now. This question, I'm pretty sure most people might have as well. How do you know when you're waiting or not? I mean, because I remember when I was going through a situation, I thought I was waiting. I thought that every opportunity came my way and that it was something I should be taking, and apparently it wasn't. It was nothing that God wanted me to take. I was stepping out without Him, but I didn't notice it. I didn't realize it. So what would you say? How do you know the difference?
Well, that's a very good question. And the answer to that is, you know when you're waiting on the Lord, when you're in constant communication with Him. Waiting on the Lord is not disconnecting and falling asleep. Waiting on the Lord requires you to be attentive. attentive to his voice, attentive to his direction, and attentive to his plan for you. So when you get in the Word and you're in the Word, you will surely know that you're waiting on the Lord. And you will feel and hear the tug of the Lord into taking action, keep waiting, or just plain silence. You're still waiting. A lot of times we confuse waiting with falling asleep. A lot of times we confuse waiting with, well, if God really wants me to, he'll surely let me know. But you don't know what that means either. And so it becomes a very important role that you take on when it's waiting on the Lord. Actively waiting. You are in waiting. You are not sitting down, sleeping, looking the other way. No, your eyes are on him. Your ears are attentive to his voice. Your whole affect is focused on God. Your whole being is connected to him. That's waiting.
That makes sense. You know, now that you said, I'm sure everyone just had this aha moment. That situation I was talking about, you're right. There was not a consistent communication with God. It was just like, okay, God, right? Like, there wasn't a consistent communication. I'm sure that everyone who was just agreeing to the question I asked already can see that they weren't in communication with God. So you're right. That makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it takes practice, but you can get it done. God is faithful to help you. All right? So one of the things that I get excited about is when I read this scripture on Isaiah that says that those who wait upon the Lord shall rise up with wings as eagles. And man, picture that. Visualize that. Rising up with wings as eagles. You know how high you can go and fly? And guess what? When you're up there, you're able to see. Do you know that the eagle can see right here in front of them? And when they lift up their gaze, they can see 17 miles away.
Wow.
Isn't that powerful?
That's amazing.
So can you imagine yourself having that ability? Because with God, you can. With God, you can see right in front of you what's happening. And you can see what's coming. You can see ahead. So you're not going to stumble if you're connected. If you're waiting upon him. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense.
I mean, my life changed completely when I started applying that in my life.
Right.
And guess what? There's more to that. When you wait upon the Lord, you shall run and not get weary. You have energy that is unstoppable. You know, one of the signs that you're getting tired is because you're disconnected from the source, God.
And you're doing everything on your own.
You're on your own. You're doing it on your own human strength. You will get tired. You shall walk and not faint. Can you picture that? I mean, the power on that. So guess what? When I realized that, I just want to wait upon the Lord. There is nothing I do that I don't believe God told me not to do or to do. I mean, I will do whatever he tells me. That is me waiting upon the Lord. I'm completely surrendering to his will. Because I also understand this, that his will for me is that I may prosper and have good success. That's in Jeremiah. Okay? His will for me is that I have courage. You see that? A sound mind. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. It makes so much sense that.
So when good things come to those who wait, you got to ask yourself the question, wait on who?
Right.
I mean, we're not waiting on the what. Wait on what? On an opportunity? Well, who provides that opportunity? It always comes down to the who. And so when we get to understand that we're waiting on the Lord, he wants us to wait on him. In fact, he goes even further that says, you know, try me and see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour on a blessing that is overflowing for you. It's hard to contain. I mean, I'm experiencing that in my life, and I'm looking forward to the greater things that he's about to pour in my life. And I'm looking forward to that big thing that's coming because it's amazing right now. I can only imagine how much better it's going to get. Because with the Lord, things get better. Right. They don't get worse. Mm. Things get better. so that even on the struggles, and you're waiting on Him, you rise up. You rise up above everything. I mean, just hanging with the name of Jesus, man, you're on the rock. You're on solid ground. There's no need to worry. There's no need to be scared. There's no need to feel intimidated. There's no need or reason to feel like you're going to be left out. Listen, when you're with God, it gets better. Amen. I know that some believers talk, oh, now that you're with the Lord, it's going to get tough. Well, you know what? You're going to go through tough times, but it's better to go through tough times with the Lord than without the Lord.
Amen.
See, the issue is not the tough times. The issue is, who are you with
during
those tough times? And also, are you managing yourself well enough to keep going through those times? Because God gives you the ability through His wisdom to manage all those things. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I'm excited. You know, I'm excited because if you do this exercise, all right, and I tend to do this yearly, and I tend to do it throughout the year. But if you can do this exercise, right, and write down everything that's been in your life, all right, and everything that has been good in your life, and every challenge you've been through, and you're still here, you begin to realize the power of God. And then go ahead and apply the waiting on the Lord. And when you're waiting on Him, go ahead and get enough evidence that you write it down and you begin to see the powerful difference in your life. And I've done that. And I've seen the difference year to year, month to month, time after time after time. That is, sometimes it makes me feel like, oh boy, when is the bad thing coming? You know? But see, that's deception of the enemy, to make you believe that it has an expiration date. You know something? When you're with the Lord, it's forever. You know why? Because on earth as it is in heaven. So get rid of that belief that it's going to stink, that it's going to get bad, that it's going to lose everything. You know, though it happens, though it may happen, listen, with the Lord, it's better. It's sweeter. It's awesome. It's empowering. It's hope. There's faith. And listen, your faith cannot be exercised unless the evidence on this physical world looks dim. And that's not our focus. Our focus is on the spiritual, so that that can then be manifested in your life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
This is why the example of the eagle, you can see right here what you have, and then you can see 17 miles away, meaning that you can see through the eyes of the Lord what He allows you to see. You can see for yourself what's coming.
That's awesome.
Preparation, man.
Preparation. I love it.
So are you going to wait upon the Lord so that you can receive all those good things? Because we all want good things. You know, being as a kid, you know, you're impatient and you tell your kid, you got to be patient. Wait, good things come to those who wait. And, you know, you're teaching them how to be patient, all of that. And you're like, no, but I want it now. We grow up wanting good things. The Lord wants to give us the desire of our hearts. And so the timing is the issue here. But what happens when you're waiting upon the Lord, now you're in the perfect timing. Now the timing of the Lord, oh my God. Let me tell you this. You know, David said 1,000, I'd rather be with the Lord for one day than 1,000 elsewhere. That is so powerful because we tend to focus on our problems that we magnify them, right? They seem so much more. And then we take the good things and we think of them like it was just there for a little bit. But when you operate with the Spirit of the Lord, that time suddenly diminishes. Everything you went that was painful and hard and difficult and trialsome, all of that, suddenly when you're with the Lord, it's almost like you never went through it. It's almost like it's just a fainting memory somewhere that you can use as a reference point to appreciate more of God, to appreciate your life that much more. Mm. And that's exciting. I wake up every day, man, like completely amped up, charged up. I go to sleep and I just go to sleep with the resting mode in me, man. Like I don't want to disconnect. And I know that he cares for my spirit while I sleep. It's awesome.
It's beautiful.
Waiting upon the Lord. So how can good things not come into your life? It's impossible. It's impossible. Hey, begin to change that superstitious thinking, those crazy beliefs that they gave you or that you adopted from hearsay. Listen, the word is truth and nothing but truth, absolute truth. And when you get in it, you'll discover and you live and you experience that truth in your life. So suddenly you become part of that truth. And now, good things come into your life. Forget the law of attraction. Forget all that. Forget all of that. You know what? You don't need to attract anything because all you're going to attract is garbage anyway. That's deception. The truth is that when you walk with the Lord and you wait on Him, good things come to you. It's written, it's covenant, it's a promise, and God cannot turn back on His own word. See, that to me is better than reading a horoscope. It's better than going to a fortune teller. It's better than getting your palm read. It's better than just going crazy into superstitious thinking and going to crazy beliefs that mean nothing and all these new things that are coming out, new age, etc., etc. And the ones that are about to come, listen, don't be deceived. Your desire and hunger for good things should not compromise your relationship with the Lord. Should not compromise you getting connected with God. You should not compromise the belief that Jesus is your rock. And it should not be compromised that God is your all in all. And that's all you need, the great I am. He don't need no explanation of who he is. He's sovereign. He doesn't need to convince anyone. He is with or without us. So wait upon the Lord and you will rise up with wings as eagles. You will be able to see here and far away. You will be able to run and not get weary. You'll be able to walk and not faint. You'll have the power, the supernatural power of the mighty God. I am so excited. I hope that this helped you. Listen to me. This is one of the best promises of the Lord for you here on earth. Until then, this is JDC. Remember, be content, never complacent, always go for more. What a shame if you don't. God bless you.
What an awesome podcast. I believe that's one thing that we all struggle with, trying to do things in our own place, our own time, our own strength even. But I learned something. I hope you guys learned a few things too. If you want to connect with JDC, you can follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at JDeServo. I also want to remind you, we're going to be doing a Q&A podcast. So if you guys want to send in some questions that you would like him to answer through one podcast episode, that would be great. Send it to jdeservo@gmail.com. Again, jdeservo@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you soon. If you want to have a seminar done near you, please email us that information so we can get that going. God bless you.